This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Crypto Curious, congrats on the 100 episodes. You guys are crushing it. Can't wait for 2024. Halving event on its way. Bitcoin going to the moon. Let's go.
One of the big questions is,
what is money?
For practical purposes, it exists in a series of heterogeneous databases, very different databases.
Do you believe in crypto?
Digital currency may be an answer,
but it is a highly speculative asset.
I do own Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
This is the Crypto Curious podcast, proudly brought to you by the Bamboo app. Welcome to what is our 100th episode of the Crypto Curious podcast. Crypto Curious is your go-to source for all things cryptocurrency. Whether you're a seasoned pro or new in the world of crypto, we've got you covered. Usually, we break down the top news stories of the past 7 days, but today is a special episode. It's a little shy of 2 years that we have been talking about crypto, blockchain, and all things Web3. It's been an adventure, to say the least. My name's Tracy, and today I'm joined by my partners of the past 100 episodes, Blake and Craig. Hey guys, and congratulations.
Thanks, Trace. Great to be back here celebrating this milestone.
Yay.
G'day guys. It's been a, well, where do I start? It's been a wild 2 years.
I reckon it's gone really quick though.
It's gone pretty quick.
It has. It's been super quick and we've certainly seen a lot.
And you know what, Trace? We started the podcast in November 2021, which was also the top of the bull market. And now we're celebrating episode 100, which I'm hoping is the bottom of the bear.
Was that a top signal, Craig, us starting the podcast?
Yes, massively. And Tracy, from memory, weren't you going to start a crypto podcast in the 2018 January bull run?
We talked about it. Yes, we did. Funny you should mention that. I think we talked about that in some of the early ones, but we were. Yeah, glad I didn't. I'm glad that we did this one and I'm doing it with you too because it's been awesome, these 100 episodes. So let's kick things off. I'm going to play a little something for you now.
Tracy and team, congratulations on 100 episodes. This is Greg Oakford. I was your guest on episode 57 as I go down the rabbit hole here on Spotify. I think we recorded from memory just before the FTX debacle, maybe just after. You texted me and you said, hey, look, love your NFT show, but I think there's been just a slightly bigger story in crypto happening this week. We're going to have to bounce you to the following week. Nonetheless, it was a great show. Really enjoyed the chat with you guys. Congratulations on 100 episodes. That is no mean feat at all. I'm stuck on 42 with my own podcast right now. So 100 is just amazing. I'm sure you guys are going to knock it out of the park on 100 more episodes. And well done again.
Yeah, there's Greg. So an absolute legend. We love Greg. But bumped for the FTX crash, which took place last November, a massive moment in the crypto landscape. And there have been many big moments in the crypto space over the past 100 episodes. Company collapses and loss of funds was the main theme of 2022, unfortunately. There were Celsius, Three Arrows, Voyager, and all the others leading into what was a complete dumpster fire. That was the collapse of FTX, which Greg is referencing there. We even did our very first bonus episode just to cover exactly what went on with that FTX debacle. And it is still one of our most listened to episodes to date. So, boys, can you think of any other major episodes or events that you can pinpoint that have been your favourite over the last 100?
I'm not sure about my favorite, but definitely regulation, the SEC has been top of mind over the
past.
You love
that too. Wow. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't love it, but it has been top of mind because it has been a very interesting story watching the SEC try to sue everybody and everything that moves
okay.
in the
crypto
space.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. It has been interesting to watch that play out. Yeah, I see. Because it definitely hasn't been Craig's favorite.
It's been the worst. But no, Trace, my favorite episodes over the last few years was definitely Steve Smith in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, captain of the cricket team now. Is he captain now? Not sure. But he's the unofficial captain in my eyes. And, you know, we got to do a campaign with him, which was amazing. And as well as that, me and Blake got to interview Stani Kolachov, who was definitely the smartest person I've ever spoken to.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Mm. I was in my Maruba apartment drinking wines with Blake. I think it was like 10 p.m. for me.
We're
waiting all night for him to come on. And he was just, you know, I think he felt, he's like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
But regardless, super smart people. So those two would be my favorite TP.
For me, I really loved that FTX bonus episode that we did. And, you know, you talked about you sitting in your apartment. I remember I had nowhere to record at the time and I was in a closet in one of my kids' rooms to try and keep the noise down, and we were kind of recapping exactly what had happened because so much happened in a few days with FTX, and it was all at the time surreal and unbelievable. We could not believe what was happening. And now we're kind of going through all again with the trial, which is finally happening. So loads happening in the space and loads more to come. Let's move on. So we put the call out for predictions in celebration of today's episode, and you guys came through. We got some awesome ones and I was kind of overwhelmed. So we've chosen a few really great topics that we thought would be really good to dig into. Let's listen now to our pal Simon from Equity Mates.
Hello team Crypto Curious, Simon here from Equity Mates. Firstly, congratulations on the 100 episodes. Awesome achievement. I think it's taken about 2 years to get to 100 episodes. So I reckon we'll be looking at the back end of 2025 when you hit the 200 episodes. And my prediction is that the percentage of the global population that own Bitcoin is going to increase dramatically. So depending on what data you look at, the figures change a bit, but I saw a crypto.com study which said about 2.74% of the global population own Bitcoin. I think this is going to at least double by the end of 2025. All right, keep up the good work, guys. Looking forward to the next 100.
Very well thought out prediction.
It was, wasn't it? And Simon is actually bringing up a really great topic, which is crypto adoption. And I dug a little deeper into this. And as of 2023, it's actually estimated that crypto ownership globally is an average of 4.2%, with over 420 million crypto users worldwide. So it's actually a little bit higher, or a lot higher, than Simon mentioned from that crypto.com report. Boys, where do we think, looking forward, that this will end up?
I think what we've done previously is compare the growth rate of cryptocurrency to the growth rate of the internet. But what's really interesting about cryptocurrency is that there's less friction in the growth rate, because in the rollout of the internet, they need to lay copper and copper cables for the internet to run through. But crypto is native to the internet and doesn't require any physical infrastructure except for, you know, mining, but that's kind of a separate thing. For others, it doesn't require any physical infrastructure, so it can grow quicker. And there are some great charts out there that track, the growth rate of crypto to the internet. And what we're trying to achieve here is to get to the first billion users, which, you know, we hope to get to in the next couple of years.
All right. So really maybe one of the only sticking points, if you will, is legislation, which is maybe changing.
And I think just on his prediction around where this growth will come from, I think it's pretty well established that Africa is adopting crypto at a pretty crazy rate, probably due to inflation and some, you know, government issues with their monetary policy. But I've had a look and Nigeria is the top crypto economy. They're growing the most. Growth rate is at 9%. So if you can expect that to grow, then I'm sure we'll hit Simon's prediction.
That's right. And other countries like Philippines, Indonesia, the growth rates are out of control. And I think that we're going to see a lot more growth in the East and in Africa as opposed to the West in the next cycle.
But Philippines only adopt Axie Infinity, not Bitcoin.
No, they're using stable they're using stable coins. You know, they're using remittance, they're using NFTs, and all sorts of crypto related products there. So no, it's I think it's one of the top adopters of digital assets.
Great prediction from Simon.
Hello to our favourite crypto podcast from the YIGC. Gals, Maddie and Sophie, a massive congrats to you guys on your 100th episode. Bold prediction for the next 100 episodes. Have to side with our girl, Kathy Wood, on the Spot Bitcoin ETF. This one I will be watching very closely. And for the sake of my crypto portfolio, I hope it goes well.
100 podcast episodes later. Congratulations to Crypto Curious. You guys are some of the best in the game at educating the community about digital assets. My hope is in the next few years, we'll see a Spot Bitcoin ETF approved and launched on the US stock market, which means Bitcoin's going to become so much more widely accepted and used by the everyday person. Congrats again, guys. With love from Jordan at Dear Crypto.
Recognisable voices there. That's Maddie from You're in Good Company and Jordan from Dear Crypto. Thanks, guys, for your support. We appreciate it. This one would pretty much be a safe bet, boys, don't you think? The Spot Bitcoin ETF?
Yeah.
It looks like that. I think in the last week we saw that the SEC was not going to appeal the decision for the Grayscale Bitcoin ETF to go through. Obviously, there's some legal nuances there, but it sounds like they're just going through another review process to get some more public opinion about, you know, how it should be treated. But otherwise, it looks like it's inevitable. Trace?
Definitely no before, what is it, the 10th of January? Is that the date?
Fingers crossed.
What do you think, Craig?
And yeah, hot off the press, the market is ready for this ETF. We saw some false spreading of news actually overnight. Bitcoin pumped 10% in a matter of minutes and then came all the way back down. So this all came from a false journalist spreading the news on Cointelegraph. Cointelegraph have since released a article going through literally their Telegram chat, going through what happened, how did this happen. But regardless, you know, these things happen, it's all good. But the market had a huge pump off the back of it and it turned out to be false. So market's ready, market's gung-ho waiting for this news to drop, Trace.
So it does mean a lot, that spot. Now, Craig, it's not a show unless we chat about your favourite subject. Here's one for you.
Hey, guys. Maria here. My prediction for the next 100 episodes is that we'll finally see some sort of regulation take effect, hopefully here in Australia and abroad as well. And that'll be a great thing for the market just because it'll bring some clarity and confidence to people to invest more freely.
Didn't we literally see regulation news drop like yesterday?
That's right. Yeah, we definitely saw some news yesterday. In Australia in particular, we saw that exchanges within the next 12 months are going to be required to have an AFSL, Australian Financial Services license. Now, you're generally those licenses have been restricted for those that are, you know, selling and promoting financial products, and of course crypto isn't a financial product, or at least it hasn't been declared a financial product as of yet. But it does bring a lot of certainty to the industry because it gives, you know, those brokerage firms like exchanges a framework to be able to work within that's, you know, worked for the traditional financial market for, you know, decades or even longer. So I think that this is a great thing for consumers. And it's a great thing to bring certainty to the industry as well.
There you go. Regulation. Boring to Craig Jackson, but consumer confidence, which is what we need.
So political.
So I have two predictions. The first one is Steve Smith will come back on the Crypto Curious podcast. And the second one is my Chad NFT, Chad number 3541 of the Chad's NFT collection, will increase in value. It's currently worth 0.0003 wrapped ETH, which is approximately 49 US cents.
You know what, guys? He's actually probably correct because his Chad NFT will have no liquidity and the floor price probably won't move. So ETH2Xs, technically on paper, 0.0003 ETH will actually be worth a dollar.
Is this boy math? This is boy math.
This is boy math.
That is so this good.
Look,
that
you won't be totally able to sell it. Math. He won't be able to sell
it. So good.
Yes, this is boy
math. No, that's boy and girl math, but that is crypto math.
Well, it sounds like not all of us have a crystal ball, so thanks for that, Alf.
But look, and also I like the likelihood of getting Smithy on the podcast too. That's
Steve
awesome.
Will be on for sure.
For sure.
Listener of the show, friend of the show. Boom. Loves it.
Hi, Steve, if you're listening. That rolls us into another NFT conversation. There were some not so favourable NFT predictions out there, but there are also some counter arguments from a few crypto curious listeners as well. Here's one thought.
Hello team Crypto Curious, long time listener, love the show. And I'm kind of wondering if you guys might dig into a little bit more of a discussion around NFTs. I can't remember who said it, but I guess buzz on the wire is that they're kind of dead in the water. And I'm kind of wondering what you guys think of that. I don't know, is it going to hit the entertainment industry? Are we going to see it used for more exclusivity? What are your takes? I'd love to know more.
All right, we'll hand this one across to our resident degen, Craig.
What do you think, Craig?
I think Deb is spot on. The NFT craze of the profile pictures, I think that is definitely over. I think the evolution of actual NFTs with actual use case, especially across gaming, I can see as the big adoption in the next bull run. But I do agree. I think if you've paid for a Chad NFT or an alien NFT or something that was a flash in the pan, I cannot see that coming back unless it's a pudgy, cute penguin. But if it's not a penguin, I don't want to hear about it.
No, all I'm saying, Tom, is that monkeys in funny hats do have an intrinsic value.
Oh, hey, Crypto Curious team. Adam here from Comedian versus Economist podcast. Just want to say a massive congratulations on 100 fantastic episodes of Crypto Curious. Your unwavering commitment to crypto in the face of bears like Thomas and others has just been incredible. And good news is I was reading cryptobros.io today, and apparently Solana has formed a reverse teacup candlestick pattern and is going to moon to $1 billion this week. No doubt you guys are all over that one and everything else. Love your work. Here's to another 100 episodes.
Thanks, Adam. Covering the real news there on the Crypto Curious this week.
Oh, those guys are hilarious. If you've not listened to their show, they are funny.
The Comedian versus Economist, our pals from the Equity Mates team. If you don't listen to their podcast, you should. It is hilarious. It's one of my favourites out of the group. So thank you for that incredibly accurate
depiction.
What was it? CryptoBros.io?
CryptoBros.io.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious. Love it. More of your predictions to come, including Equity Mates Ren, who's called in with his thoughts on what the price of Bitcoin is going to be after the halving. But you'll have to hang around to hear him. All of that is in just a moment.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Crypto Curious, and congrats on 100 episodes. My prediction for the next 100 episodes is it will be a spot Bitcoin ETF approved, so keep an eye out for that one. Let's go!
Hey folks, it's Mark here from the Australian DeFi Association and Not Centralized, and a former guest on Crypto Curious. Congratulations to Tracy, Blake and Craig on 100th episode. Here's to 100 more and continue getting that education out there. Cheers.
Hey guys, this is Bella. Congratulations on 100 episodes. I absolutely love the podcast and am so excited to see what you have to say in the episodes to come.
Congratulations to the Crypto Curious team. What an epic podcast. I've absolutely loved coming on as a guest a couple of times now. And I think between now and the next celebration 2 years away, we're going to have an absolute face-melting bull market and we're all going to be rich.
Hey guys, Dave here from the Australian Crypto Convention. Congratulations on 100 episodes of the best crypto podcast in Australia. Well done, guys.
Hey, Crypto Curious crew. Congratulations on getting to 100 episodes. That's no mean feat. It's Louise here from Crypto Women Australia and New Zealand. I predict for the next 100 episodes, lots more banter, lots of ups, lots of downs, some scandal, some progress, some explosions, and a wild ride. Thanks and good luck.
Welcome back to the Crypto Curious, a massive one for us today, celebrating our 100th episode. And that was a small selection of our congratulation messages. As I said earlier, we were overwhelmed by the support, so thank you so much. Of course, we can't have this episode without an appearance from the Equity Mates guys. As promised, here's our mate Alec with some Bitcoin halving thoughts.
Tracy, Blake, Craig, congratulations on 100 episodes. You guys should be so proud. You've asked for predictions for the next 100 episodes of Crypto Curious and what's going to happen in the crypto markets. The Bitcoin halving in April 2024 is a date that we're all watching and we're all thinking about. I'm sure you guys have it all marked in your calendars. And I believe that normally we hit all-time highs sort of 12 to 18 months after the halving. So the first and most obvious prediction is that Bitcoin hits new all-time highs in 2025.
2025, that's a bit pessimistic, isn't it, Trace?
It is. I don't know what he's thinking there, Craig.
He's a bear. He's probably right, though.
So, boys, the halving is still a really important milestone. And as of today, we've got 190 days. Yes. And I looked at that and I was like, but me and Blake, we were saying that it was 200 like 2 weeks ago. So it's moved two days.
See, it moves around.
Depending on the...
the number of blocks. It's not actually a fixed date. It's the number of blocks.
So it's now the 24th of April, not the 26th of April, and it may move ever so slightly as we count down.
Guys, question for you both. What do you think comes first, the halving or an ETF?
Oh.
ETF for me.
ETF.
You, Craig?
I'm going to go halving just so I can be different and say that I'm right.
Should we put some money on it?
All right.
No, thank you.
Put a chat NFT.
And he's not the only one who's got the halving on his mind. Here's what Renee asked.
Hi, guys. I love the show. Congratulations on 100 episodes. Just a question. Could you give me a prediction on what Bitcoin and Ethereum will be in a year's time?
There you go. So, of course, you can't have a crypto podcast and not get these questions, boys. We're going to make our own predictions in a second, ladies and gentlemen. But first, so many of you have put in your two cents, so to speak. So let's play a few of those before we hear what the boys and I think.
G'day, Derek here, long-time listener, love the potty. So my predictions for the next 100 episodes of Crypto Curious, ETH will end up at 8K. And within 100 episodes, Apple will integrate, you know, share market trading on all their iPhones, and they'll announce crypto trading as well. And I'm super bullish on that.
Price prediction by episode 200. I think Bitcoin, I could see it almost doubling, maybe hitting 50K tops, but I think 40K is a bit more of a respectable figure. And then Ethereum, I wouldn't expect it to go to up past 2.5 at the top, maybe hovering around 2, 3.
G'day, my name's Sean. I absolutely love the podcast. And I reckon in 100 episodes time, Bitcoin will have hit well over 100K. Possibly even 150K.
Hey guys, it's Anthony here, long time listener, first time caller. Episode 200, my prediction will be Ripple will be at zero. Ethereum will be about 15,000. I do anticipate the metaverse tokens will be blowing up, specifically Veracity. Big time fan of Alluvium because they sponsored the Bulldogs. Bulldogs will obviously be coming last by this point as well. BTC, baby.
All right, so quite a variety of predictions there, guys.
That was gold. So there you go. Yeah, a lot of big predictions on S. Blake, what are your thoughts? And I know, don't tell me that you don't have a crystal ball, because that's what you always tell me. Put on your best kind of forward-thinking hat here. What do you predict?
Well, you know, it's really, no one has a crystal ball, Tracy.
No. Still had to say it.
But, you know, of course, we'd like to see Ethereum higher than it currently is. There's so much work happening in the ecosystem. There's tens of thousands of developers building infrastructure products, improving the user experience, which we hope will all translate to value on the in the ecosystem, not just for Ethereum, but for all the chains. So now I think it's onwards and upwards from here.
Okay, well, what do you want?
Got to give a price prediction. Don't give a political.
Please, he's running for office somewhere near you. Far out.
Jeez.
Give us okay. I'll come back to you then.
All right.
Craig, give me your price prediction for top of the bull market in 2 years' time.
Okay, so I like to think of headlines on I can see happening. So a headline I can see in the bull market is Ethereum becomes a $1 trillion asset. That's a 5X. That's $8,000 US Ethereum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's my first prediction. And for Bitcoin, Bitcoin's a tough one. I think 100K US is a massive psychological point for everyone.
Yep.
And I do think it gets there, maybe wicks there, but I think that could be, you know, maybe the top of this cycle, but I definitely do think it gets there, maybe for a short time, but that's what I think.
Nice. Okay.
Tracy, what do you reckon?
I think the absolute top for Bitcoin's around the 120, 121 mark. And for Ethereum, I'm also the same. I think there's around the 8K. I'm the same as Derek. Deza, I think around the 8K, possibly, you know, 10 might be that kind of, you know.
Wick up in a massive.
Yeah, back down. So.
Well, we all hope we get there, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, please. He's still trying to sidestep. You've got to give us the numbers, because we will look back at our 200th episode to see how we've gone here.
All I can predict is it's going to be higher than it is today.
Oh, my God. All right. This is the most.
Straight back. He's under Steve Smith.
Oh, my gosh, please. All right, if he says anything outside of the episode, folks, we'll report back to you, okay? here we go. It's not always about the blue chips of Bitcoin and Ethereum. We've been challenged on another prediction, ladies and gentlemen.
G'day, Crypto Curious crew. Congrats on 100 episodes. I'm really enjoying the mover and shaker segment of the show at the moment. By the 200th episode, I'd love a mover and shaker prediction. Outside of the big two, what's the mover and shaker in the next 100 episodes of the show? Not financial advice, of course.
Pulling back the curtain, we have a group chat, and Craig, you're always the first to pop in something that you think is going to pump. So I'm putting you in the hot seat now to answer Elliot's question.
Wow. Okay. This is a tough one. Okay. I spoke about it a few weeks ago. I'm going to go really degen here because I want to be able to compare all of us three predictions together. I think Rollbit, the casino crypto, has a lot of use case, has a lot of users. The token economics is really good. But I will say this is very, very high risk. So I can't see this being a stayer post the bull market. So I'm going to give you a second prediction, which is a bit more safer. I'm going to say Solana is probably going to be the Ethereum competitor, the Android versus the iOS, as you will. So I think Solana makes a considerable comeback, and that is definitely a stayer. But for my alt degen prediction, I'm going to say Rollbit.
Okay, good answers.
Yeah, I would just add that, you know, I think in the next market cycle, I think that, you know, the base layers like Bitcoin, Ethereum and others are going to become so congested that it forces everybody to use layer twos.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be default. Everyone will just be using them as their primary source.
The layers two that we know now?
Yeah, there'll be the layer twos that we know now, but there'll also be new ones. And I think that that's going to become a lot more prevalent. So,
okay, thanks for your insight, boys. Next up, guys, we will give you a couple of short, sharp news bites for the day because we haven't been able to get you that news, which is what we love doing here on the Crypto Curious each week. But we'll just give you one each today, and I will start off with the SBF or Sam Bankman-Fried trial because there's been a lot going on over the last week, and I'll give you the really short, sharp, abridged version. Things did get quite juicy last week. We heard from two key witnesses. There was the co-founder and CTO, Gary Wong, and then Caroline Elson. So Caroline was the CEO of Alameda and Sam's ex-girlfriend, so we're all desperately waiting for that one. But Gary Wong, he gave a very damning testimony, that was for sure, basically admitting to allowing Alameda to withdraw unlimited funds, and he actually set up that code himself that would facilitate that at Sam's request.
He's crazy.
Made very clear, yeah. But Caroline was the witness testimony that we would all wait for, and she definitely didn't disappoint. She had, I think it was 3 days of cross-examination and questioning. And she asserted basically that Sam had instructed her to divert billions of dollars from FTX customers and utilise it for investments. She also disclosed that Alameda had accessed $14 billion from FTX customers' funds. She revealed that the particulars of a $150 million bribe that was offered to Chinese authorities in attempts to release funds that they had. This involved prostitutes and all other bits and pieces of the story that was pretty full on. She got pretty emotional on the second day and admitted that she'd contemplated resigning on multiple occasions, but she made it really clear that Sam was the man in control. It's worth noting that a lot of legal experts and people covering this, such as Carly from Overpriced JPEGs and a lot of other people on Twitter, aren't very optimistic about the way that Sam's legal team are performing here. The skepticism comes from the fact that they're not really challenging the testimony of the witnesses like Ellison, but apparently they are struggling to push back because the judge has a tendency for shutting down those lines of questioning. So at this point, the general consensus feels like Sam is going to be going down. A lot more to come. Yeah. So a lot more to come over the next week. Our next bit of news was actually in regards to the bit of the pump that we had last night. But Craig, you've already covered that earlier. It was in regards to the
mistake.
Yeah, so we'll put a link in the show notes about this article from Cointelegraph. Mm. Very interesting how this all happened, but it's a false flag.
False flag, yep. Went up on X last night saying that SEC had approved. Yeah, the Bitcoin ETF had been approved. I think it pumped from 28 up to 30 within 12 minutes and back down again. So we'll pop that in there for you guys to have a look at. Blake, what have you got for us?
Yeah, Ethereum gas fees have hit a new low for 2023 as DeFi, NFTs and other activities on the chain reduce in popularity. So, and I also suspect that, you know, a lot of transaction volume is moving across to layer twos who have products that are starting to mature.
Mm, there you go. Look, we may have missed quite a few stories this week, folks, but get in touch and let us know what you think we need to cover in next week's episode. As always, it's podcast@getbamboo.io. And look, we really do feel that as we move into 2024, the market will rebound. So stay with us as we bring you the updates each week, all the news, and hopefully you can tell your friends about us. We really do have such a great time recording these episodes, and we hope that that comes through and you can hear that as well. So thanks so much. Hopefully you
you'll continue to listen. We've really enjoyed the last 100 episodes, haven't we, boys?
It's been an amazing time. We've learnt so much, and I think that we touched on this the other day, Trace. The reason that we started this was to really help us also understand what's going on in the ecosystem. Yeah. It's so easy just to have your head down and be working and building, and this really keeps our finger on the pulse and keeps us up to date with everything that's going on.
How about you, Craig? Any parting words?
Yeah, look, it's been a crazy time, crazy market. It feels like we've just been in the bear the whole time, and I'm keen to see the craziness, the sleeping bags, the bags under your eyes, sorry, I should say, when the bull market hits and we have, you know, the news cycle is in overdrive.
Can you imagine? Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to getting some new guests that are creating some good stuff on the show, and just learning about what's next, Trace.
Absolutely. Speaking of that, I think we've got Dave Haslop from CryptoConom with us next week. So, again, thanks for listening to our 100th episode. And if you've been with us from the beginning, we love you. So thank you so much. Again, if you're looking to DCA into the crypto market, please look at the Bamboo app. The code CURIOUS will get you $10 worth of Bitcoin to get you started. Follow us on social media via our Instagram page or our Facebook group. Hit the subscribe button where you're listening to us now. We'd appreciate the follow. Again, podcast at getbamboo.io. Thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate it. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.